Governor Cuomo, in his first appearance since the controversy over his disbanded ethics commission was detailed in the New York Times, delivered a spirited speech in Buffalo, touting the work he's done to help the city's troubled economy, calling it an unbelievable turnaround and announcing the creation of new jobs.
659 new jobs coming to Buffalo, and that's what this is all about.
But though Cuomo traveled to the far western portion of the state, he could not escape questions about his troubled Moreland Commission on Ethics that is now being investigated by Manhattan-based U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. The Times story detailed alleged interference in the commission's probes when the investigations came too close to the governor's top political donors. The governor ended the commission shortly afterward. Since then, the U.S. attorney has picked up the suspended cases and has continued the probes. Cuomo, in his first comments on the controversy, called the commission a phenomenal success.
It generated all sorts of interest in the behavior of the legislature. It brought all sorts of cases that have actually come to fruition. And it was, I believe, the stimulus to get the ethics reform bill passed that we got passed. And the ethics reform bill is great.
The new ethics law, which Cuomo called historic reform, was agreed to by the legislature in April at the same time that the Moreland Commission was disbanded. Government reform groups widely condemned the ethics package as too weak for failing to achieve public financing of campaigns, among other things, and they said Cuomo should not have given up the commission. The governor acknowledged those criticisms.
Is it perfect? No. Is there more to do? Yes. Do some people want public finance? Yes. Did we try to get public finance and fail? Yes. But it worked. And the commission members should feel very, very good about what they did.
Cuomo says he ended the commission even though it was in the midst of probes because he doesn't believe the state needs another expensive prosecutor's office. Cuomo offered an explanation to reports that his top aide, Larry Schwartz, ordered commission subpoenas to be rescinded, saying, by definition, the commission took advice and opinions from many people.
No one ever said they shouldn't be talking to people or get advice and consultation from people.
Cuomo's version was backed up by the commission's former co-chair. Onondaga County District Attorney William Fitzpatrick issued a four-page statement denying that he was in any way influenced by Cuomo's staff during the Moreland corruption probes. Fitzpatrick said the notion was ridiculous, and if it had happened, he would have resigned. Cuomo would not comment on newspaper reports that members of his staff have already been subpoenaed. The governor's political opponents are working to keep the Moreland controversy alive. Cuomo's Democratic primary challenger, Zephyr Teachout, called for a further investigation, and Republican candidate for governor Rob Astorino is touring the state, describing Cuomo as engulfed in scandal. Astorino says the governor's explanations in Buffalo of his staff's behavior as merely offering advice are inadequate.
To suggest that he was suggesting to the commission members where they should go with an investigation is like a mafia boss coming forward and saying that he wants to make a suggestion, an offer you can't refuse. That clearly is intimidation, and that's what he and his staff did.
The final arbiter of whether Cuomo's staff improperly influenced the Moreland Commission on Ethics will be U.S. Attorney Bharara, who says his investigation continues. It's not known if the Moreland matter will be concluded before Election Day. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.